here from JustAskCam.com with another social technology news bite. And this week, we hear from the United Kingdom that the Prime Minister is intent to crack down on porn on the internet. Yes, I said porn on the internet. In fact, the policies that they are attempting to put in place would cause ISPs, your internet service provider, to be responsible for filtering all traffic that's coming their direction, and by default, to block any and all content that may be serving porn. And this would be at the level of your ISP by default, and then you would, in theory, be able to sign something somehow with your ISP and get access to this content normally. So it would be a filter that would be on by default. All in all, I don't necessarily see a problem with that it's a little overreaching. I really think it's a bit much, but it really is very much in keeping with the way UK tends to rule and with the way the UK tends to do business. As long as they're still making it possible for people to get access to that stuff, I don't really see that kind of filter is any different than keeping porn magazines hidden behind a counter at a store with a little brown paper wrapper around them. I don't know that it's all that different, but it definitely is something to watch. We're always wary when the government start pushing for internet broad scale filtering and when they start pushing for that kind of stuff. But as long as they're doing it with in-country ISPs and as long as it's able to be toggled on, it doesn't appear that there is any, you know, major violation of access to information and stuff. So all in all, just something to be aware of. If you're in the UK, this might affect you. And I suppose if you're a porn provider, it might affect you too, but I reckon not too many of them are listening to my call. And if you are, well, hey, be sure to say hi. You take care, and this is Kim reporting on Social Technology News.